Today on Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas, we have a small sample of the larger lesson which is coming tomorrow. These lessons are in the Framework series. They are all about taking more detailed, intricate, and complex doctrines and building upon the framework that was established in the Basic series. The intent is to greatly expand your knowledge and appreciation of the intricacy and the beauty of God's holy word.
Third one, reason we suffer. Judgment on nations. You're a part of a nation, I'm a part of a nation, okay? God has strategically placed men in nations throughout the world so that they would seek God. If they reject God and turn toward evil, God will judge the nation. And believers in the nation are caught up in that, okay? If the nation turns from evil, guess what? God will relent from the judgment and bless the nation as he sees fit. Jeremiah 18, 1-10 and Jonah 3. Jonah 3 is an illustration of the Ninevites, right? This applies to all men. So turn to Acts 17. We're in Ephesians. Turn back a few books to Acts. This is Paul's speech to the philosophers of Athens. And we'll just look at a little bit of it in Acts 17, 26 to 27. This shows us that God has strategically placed you in this nation, okay, for a purpose. He's done the same for every other person in every other nation. Okay. Acts 17, 26. And he, that's God, God made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. Where do the nations begin? What chapter of the Bible do nations begin in? It's called the Table of Nations, right? Genesis 10, right? The Table of Nations in Genesis 10 grows out of Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So the one man is Noah, okay? And out of him came all the nations of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. And look, having God determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, why? Verse 27 tells us that they would seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Verse 27 is a fifth class where it says, if perhaps, it's a fifth class optative. The fifth class in the Greek basically means like it's very unlikely that it'll happen, but it could happen. Okay, but God has designed history in such a way that he has boundaries for nations, and the people in those nations undergo the pressures that that nation is facing for the fact, purpose that they would seek God. Okay, though the verse says he's not far from anyone. That's right, because he's right here, he's right there. People say, well, I don't see God. Well, every breath you take, every thought you think, is derivative of God, because ultimately he gave you your mind. He's providing the atmosphere, supporting the entire life's process. Nobody can escape God, okay? He's not far from anyone, okay? He's right here, okay? And basically he's designed the world to tease us into a relationship with himself, okay? But if we say we don't want to come into relationship with him, and the people in the nation begin to go negative toward God, what happens is God will increasingly bring failure and judgment upon that nation, okay? Turn to Jeremiah 18. Jeremiah 18, 1 through 10. This is probably the most forgotten passage when it comes to Romans 9. People go to Romans 9, oh, the clay and the potter, and they get into all that stuff and talking about all sorts of individual election or something like that. They're forgetting that the whole background of Romans 9 is talking about nations and the clay and the potter relative to nations in Jeremiah 18. Okay, so let's see what the Lord said to Jeremiah and the background of everything in Romans 9, but especially as it relates to judgment on nation. Verse 1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will announce my words to you. So Jeremiah says, well, then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was. He's making something on the wheel. Have you ever watched that? We used to have all these art shows in Fredericksburg. We go like fourth Friday of every month or something like that. We go to probably half of them. And a lot of them, they'd have potters. You could watch them, you know, craft some vessel, okay? And it was fascinating, okay? That's what Jeremiah is saying. He says, verse 4, but the vessel that he was making of clay was spoiled in the hand of the potter, so he remade it into another vessel as it pleased the potter to make. Okay, so that's all the background imagery that we're supposed to have in our mind's eye. In verse 5, then, God applies this to how he works with nations. He's explaining this all to Jeremiah. He says, then the word of the Lord came to me and said, can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as this potter does the clay, of course, declares the Lord. Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you, Israel, in my hand. At one moment I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to uproot, to pull down, or to destroy it. If that nation, now he did that with Nineveh, right? That's exactly what he said to Jonah. Go and tell them yet 40 days and you're done. Right? But verse 8, if that nation against which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent concerning the calamity I plan to bring on it. And isn't that exactly what he did in the book of Jonah? That's exactly, he uses the same word, he relent, makam. He relented of the calamity that he threatened to bring upon them. See, because they believed, and then it says they repented, they changed their ways. Okay. Verse 9, or at another moment I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to build up or to plant it. If it does evil in my sight by not obeying my voice, then I will think better of the good with which I had promised to bless it. See? See, God is sovereign over every nation on earth. What does Isaiah 40 say? It says the nations are like a drop in a bucket to God. You know, we think all the nations, all these great nations on earth, all these powerful political rulers. Give me a break. What a joke to God. Okay? They're but a drop in the bucket. Okay? And he's sovereign over all of them. That's what this is saying. See? If a nation rebels against him, God says, I'm going to judge that nation. Okay? Otherwise, he blesses the nation. Okay? So, we live in a nation, right? We face certain kinds of suffering. We're not facing the kind of suffering like, as Christians here in this country, like physical persecution like's going on with a lot of Christians in other places in the world. Underground church, all that kind of stuff. But we get intellectual persecution on the university campus, I guarantee you that. You know, I didn't get to go to grad school because I said that man did not evolve from an ape. That's why I didn't get to go to a recommendation to grad school from the best prof that I had in the university. Well, that's a form of persecution, okay? Because I didn't go along with the status quo intellectual scholasticism of the day, okay? I went against that. He said, well, we can't have people like you being doctors, okay? So we just won't let you go through. See, they put up barriers. Okay? So there are all types of suffering that you can face in nations as a result of your nation saying, I don't want to have anything to do with God, okay? And our nation is increasingly going in that direction, of course, okay? But you look over the world and you say, well, that country's facing famine, okay? That country's facing war. That country's facing economic collapse, okay? What is all that? Well, it very may well be the judgment of God because they have rebelled against God. And they don't want to listen to his voice, okay? And so God says, I'm not going to bless, I'm going to curse, okay? So we see this type of thing throughout the world, and it's part of the reason that we get sucked in. I mean, you know, there's been times like the 2008, you know, housing bubble and all that. What happened to your stocks? What happened to your 401k? Okay? You weren't very happy, okay? That's a form of suffering. Why? Well, because in one form or another, we said no to God as a country. And this type of thing is happening. Okay? We can't expect prosperity to go on forever.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas. If you're interested in learning about the foundational doctrines and themes of the Bible that gave rise to this series, then season one of this podcast is for you on the basics. Additional material can be found on our website, at beyondthewalls-ministry.com. If you found this information useful and helpful in your spiritual walk, then please consider rating this podcast in your favorite podcast player. And until next time, we hope you're living by the fruit of the Spirit.